to Miller Field here in Waite Park. Elimination game, one seed versus two seed to face Annandale for the section championship as Annandale defeated Cathedral 4-0 on this field in the first game of the day, dropping them into this portion of the bracket. In game two, the Pioneers defeated Albany 3-1. So it'll be one-seeded Cathedral who have just taken the field against two-seeded Piers. Loser goes home. Winner will come back here Thursday, having to beat Annandale twice. So it's a gorgeous night, and veteran left-hander Megan Voigt out warming up. Cathedral defeated Piers 9-1 down here in St. Cloud back on April 26th. But this one means a whole lot more. Piers as the two-seed, Cathedral the one-seed, so Cathedral is the home team as they fired around the horn, and we are ready for this elimination game. Pretty much the same lineup for Piers, except for Abby Luckin. She will replace Bailey Young as the designated player. So here's Megan Voigt, senior left-hander, trying to keep her career alive. All these seniors here, all the seniors have graduated now. Both schools have had their graduation ceremonies. And we are underway. And it's strike one to start this one. Jade Porter. Here's the pitch. Tap foul, strike two. And it's 220 all the way around the ballpark. You know, watching that Gopher Super Regional on TV. Gophers defeating LSU. There's a chopper up the third baseline, foul through the shadows. To me, it looked like that's a smaller ballpark than we've got here. I think I saw 205 all the way around the dimensions at the college campus. Popped up left side of the infield. This will be third baseman making the play. And making the catch is Addie Funnenstein. One away. First pitch is a pop-up on the left side of the infield by Jade Porter. That'll bring up Terry Treader, the catcher. And the first pitch is, I believe, ball one. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1. One out here. Pioneers batting top of the first. Matt Pepping coaching at third, Joe Call at first in the windup as Voigt comes inside for ball two. All black for both teams with their uniforms with the blue and yellow highlights for the Crusaders, red and white for Piers. That one comes inside on the corner for a strike. 2-2 to Treader with Colucci on deck. Piers beats Albany 3-1, all three of their runs in the fourth inning. Here's the Voigt changeup, slap foul to the screen. Defensively for Cathedral, Megan Voigt pitching, Grace Falconer catching, swing and a miss, strikeout, two down. So a pop-up and a strikeout is the way Megan Voigt begins her second game of the day. And with two down, here's the shortstop, Ella Colucci, and a strike is called to the lefty. Cummings on deck. Deep out in center field for Cathedral as that pitch is low. Boy, Voigt doesn't waste much time. That's Abby Chamernick out there in deep center. Here's the pitch. Change up. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Ella Colucci. The lefty Voigt deals. Got her. Swing and a miss. Strikeout, and that's the way Voigt works quickly through the top of the order for the Pioneers. Three up, three down, couple of strikeouts, and we'll meet the Crusaders batting order against Emily Sedlowski when we come back to Waite Park.
Hello, Piers fans. This is Amaya Rushlow, member of the softball team. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take this time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Piers is very proud to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
No changes in the field for Coach Matt Pepping, as Abby Metalberg, the Crusaders shortstop, faces Emily Sedlowski in the bottom of the first, and Emily drops a changeup in for a strike, 0-1. At Helly Field tonight, Piers, the 3-seed in baseball, 6AA, has got a 1-0 lead, third inning over 14-seed Pillager. It's low, ball one. Final I saw earlier today, 7th seed Royalton downed 10th seed Holdingford, 3-1 in baseball action. Ground ball squibbed back to Sedlowski. Fields and throws, one out. A lot of spin off the bat. Kind of corkscrewed out to Emily. She puts it away easily to Cummings. Metalberg retired. And now Abby Chamernick, center fielder, right hand, stands way up in the box. Tells me she might like to bunt. Oh, she shortened and took it up and away. Ball one. So Cummings at first, Rushlow at second, Colucci at short, Skiba at third, Treader catching. It's Zupan, Porter, Burgraff in the outfield. There's one to the screen, rattling the cage down there, 2-0. Cathedral Baseball, the 2-seed. They're just across the way here tonight. There's a show of bunt and ruled low. 3-0 count here with one out. To number two hitter, center fielder Abby Chamernick with the pitcher Voigt on deck. Now here's one in for a strike. Is this Kirsten now umping the dish here, I think? Kirsten Wessel. Volleyball coach at Osakis. Strike two is in. After a 3-0 start, it's a full count. One out. And the payoff from Sedlowski. Right down the middle. Got her looking. Wow, what a comeback there by Emily. Two outs, and now Voigt, the pitcher. Megan throws left, bats right. In the air, twisting, and out. Much more common to see a right-hand thrower, left-hand hitter, and I'm talking at all levels up to the majors. As Sedlowski deals low, 1-1. But to be a left-hand thrower, right-handed hitter, one of the most famous in Major League history, the great Ricky Henderson was that way. Leadoff hitter for many teams. There's one to home and low, 2-1. Oakland, Yankees, Toronto. Who else did he play for? Glenn? Who'd Ricky Henderson? So many of them. And a couple of them a couple of times. The 2-1 pitch with two outs. Changeup, swing and a miss. Boy, Emily has. She locked that pitch in late against Albany after struggling with it early, and she has continued to find it here. But we're very early here, just two outs into the game. Here's the 2-2. Chopper right side. Nice backhanded stab. Can Cummings pick it upfield and beat Voigt to the bag? She does. Good recovery by Taylor Cummings on a backhanded stab that one almost got through to right. Instead, it's an inning-ending ground out. Three up, three down for Cathedral. Pioneers will send up Cummings, Skiba, and Zupan against Voigt in the second.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
top of the second inning. Here's Taylor Cummings, who made the nice play in the field to end the first, and she also had the what turned out to be the game-winning hit against Albany, a fourth-inning two-run single that turned a 1-0 deficit into a 2-1 lead. Pioneers went on to add a Hallie Zupan RBI double in that inning, and that held up for Emily Sedlovsky, 3-1 final. So now Cummings, who's got outstanding power, facing Voigt. Voigt throws a fastball across for a strike, swung on and missed by Taylor. Laura Skiba and Hallie Zupan to follow. That hit the knob of the bat. Oh, Taylor. She knew it immediately, too. Oh, they're going to give her the base? Oh, they are. Boy, that sounded like it was all aluminum. And just the way Taylor reacted, she kind of leaned back as if, why didn't I pull the bat back? And it's ruled to have hit her, so she's to first for Laura Skiba. Well, you look down to write one thing in the book and something else happens. That one's low for a ball. Pioneers get their first runner on a ball that just got a piece of Taylor Cummings to start the top of the second inning. Voigt delivers and it's hacked foul. One strike now to Laura with Zupan on deck. Game one today, Laura ended up getting hit by a pitch going 0-2. Ball and a strike, nobody out. Cummings aboard at first. Joe Call in the first base box. There's a bunt and it's missed. Strike two. One and two, Laura Skiba. Dave Peterson is the first base ump, and Dan Wessel behind second. Little number towards the right side. They'll go to first for one, and sliding in safely. They had to apply the tag there with the out at first, established first. So that's the first out of the inning. And it'll bring up Hallie Zupan, who doubled the left to drive in the third Pioneer run in game one. 4-3 ground out, runner at second, one away. Zupan, sophomore left fielder, awaits the pitch. And it's left high, ball one. Hallie, just a lot of thunder in that bat. 1-0 pitch, swings and misses. Good cut. Got that natural just uppercut swing, 1-1. Runner at second, one out here. Here's the pitch from Voigt. Looked like a changeup and had Hallie out in front. Aggressive swing and a miss. 1-2 with Rushlow on deck for Piers. A few shadows creeping onto the field as Voigt rocks and fires and strikes her out swinging for out number two. Three-pitch strikeout for Megan Voigt. And it brings up Rushlow, who bunted to reach against Albany. And fouls the first pitch back to the right. Ball or strike one. Rushlow and then Abby Luckin, who's been penciled into the lineup, replacing Bailey Young as the designated player. We're in the second. That is the third strikeout for Voigt and the pitch. Outside is the rule. Rushlow, a junior. Pitches a strike called, 1-2. 17-3 record for Cathedral, 19-6 for Piers. The 1-2 seeds. Here's the pitch. Amaya rolls one to third, cross to first in time to end the inning. Put out is Funnenstein to Haying to end the top of the second. No runs, no hits, one left. Bottom of the second, it'll be Gabby Haying to lead off for Cathedral against Emily Sedlovsky.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, July 13th for the 7th annual Piers Freedom Fest, headlined by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Along with the Shalo Lee Band, Tennessee River, and Thompson Square.
You gonna kiss me all night.
General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. Get concert and ticket information at PiersFreedomFest.com. Sponsored by Randall Motors, Coors Lights, Moody Oil, Hilmerson RV, Midwest Sale, Hilmerson Sports Center, Pioneer Lake Mutual Insurance, Bootleggers Bar, and the Hillbilly Haven Motel.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Emily Sedlovsky pitching to Gabby Haying, and it's stroked into right center. Chasing is Porter to cut it off. Haying for two. There'll be a throw, and Kalushi had the ball just dislodged. Oh, the tag was there, and Haying's foot knocks the ball loose. And she is safe at second. She would have been out if the ball had been held on to. The throw was there. It'll be a double for Gabby Haying to right center. And now the designated player, Bell. And it is low ball one. Catherine Bell bats for Libby Funnenstein. Chases one up and away. Ball and a strike. It was a good throw from Porter right to second. The cutoff player there was Rushlow, but the verbal call let it go through. There's one in the dirt. Good stop by Treader, 2-1. And that was a wise choice. Kalushi indicated to Amaya, let it come through. It's online, and it was. Here's the 2-1 changeup off the plate, ball three. But the foot of Haying went right into the glove, and all of a sudden that bright yellow orb came rolling out onto the field. And there's a swing and a miss for strike two. 3-2 to Bell. Addie Funnenstein on deck. The pitch, 3-2. Line drive, one hop. They might, oh, they could have had the runner at third. Instead, they go to first. Boy, they had Haying hung up. One out. Haying broke on contact, and that's kind of a cardinal error as a ball player running with a ball hit in front of you. And Kalushi, if she wanted to, she could have had a play. Bunted, foul the third for a strike. This is Addie Funnenstein, Cathedral third baseman. She's a sophomore. Crusaders have a runner at third with one away. Here's the wind. Another bunt, and it is fouled into the box for strike two. The right fielder, Kaylee Falconer, is on deck. And then catcher Grace Falconer. Two strikes, one out, runner at third. Change up, bloop behind second, and that's going to fall in for a hit. A 0-2 pitch looped into right to score Haying, and Cathedral's on the board. One nothing, and now right fielder Kaylee Falconer. So close. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Pioneer baseball team is up now 2-0 in the fourth over Pillager at Helly Field tonight. It's a 3-14 seed. Here's the wind, high. Throw it onto the bag at first. Back safely is Addie Funnenstein. Boy, that play at second to start this inning just looms so large. Swing and a miss. Strike two is the call. One ball, two strikes with Grace Falconer. This is Kaylee Falconer on deck batting. Grace Falconer is the on-deck batter. The two-strike Sedlovsky pitch. Got her. Strikeout. Two away. And now the bottom of the order. Number nine hitting catcher Grace Falconer. Change up, ground ball to short. Nice hop for Kalushi. Opts to get the force at second. Boy, she started to throw to first, and at the last moment kind of twisted and shoveled over to Rushlow coming to the bag. And it goes a fielder's choice, 6-4, to end the inning, but Cathedral strikes. They get a run. They do it on two hits, and they leave one runner on base. We'll go to the third. It's Cathedral 1, Piers 0. Due up for the Pioneers, Luckin Burgraff Porter.
Hey everyone, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Well, it looks like spring is finally here, so let us help you out. You can stop in Piers and check out our Gravely zero-turn lawnmowers and our top-notch steel brand weed trimmers for all of your lawn work. Springtime means new calves are hitting the ground, and soon we'll be looking for some creep feed. Call us for great pricing on creep feed and summer minerals with fly control for your cattle. Springtime also means it's time to buy your baby chicks, and we have tons of options for you to choose from. We are here to help you out with whatever you may need, and you would be amazed at everything we can help you out with. So check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn everyone's business to create a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Abby Luckin leads off the Pioneer third, and she's fouled two pitches back from Megan Voigt. So it's 0-2, batting for Sitlowski as the designated player. 1-0 Cathedral. We start the third. Strike three is called. One out. And now number nine hitting right fielder, Emily Burgraff. Two foul balls and a called third strike, and that's four strikeouts now for Voigt. Burgraff, then Porter. Here's the windup and a bunt, and it's right back to the circle. Voigt wheel throws and got her. Couldn't push it right or left, and Voigt picked it up and has two quick outs. And top of the order now, Pioneer center fielder Jade Porter popped up to third, starting the ball game. And Voigt goes into her motion and misses low and away, ball one. Jade will join her sister Kylie up at CLC next fall. That one's high. She'll play two sports for the Raiders, volleyball and softball, just like Kylie did. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Voigt came inside, and Jade swings and misses. 2-1 now, two down, and the pitch. Swing and a pop-up towards third, and it is fair ball. It dropped, and Porter safe. That one went about 20 feet up the third base line. The closest Crusader to it was Falconer, the catcher. That'll be a little swinging bunt single. And now Treader's got to go out and pick up the bat that Jade left trailing behind her. So two out, 20-foot pop-up single has a runner aboard for Treader, the catcher, with two down. Terry has a strikeout so far against Voigt. Rolls it back, knocked down by Voigt. Can she find it? Picks it up. Now she'll have to hurry and just got it there. Just in time. Voigt, no panic button on her. Located the ball behind her, picked it up, casually flipped it over to Gabby Hang to record the out. No runs, a hit, one left. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Crusaders up 1-0 on Piers. And Cathedral will send up Metalburg, Chamernick, and Voigt, representing the top of their order.
Now that the school year has come to an end and summer is here, now's the time to visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and look at getting that new phone you've been wanting. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and check out all the latest Verizon devices. Whether you are looking for the first phone for your teenager or a gizmo watch to keep in touch with your younger child who may be spending their first summer at home alone, we have what you need. For the devices you want and the service you deserve, visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468
6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Bottom of the third starts with the Cathedral, top of the order, represented by shortstop Abby Metalberg against Emily Sedlovsky. 1-0. Rolled foul for strike one as we see out in the distance the big POWMIA hot air balloon come to a rise over the tree line. One strike. Metalberg with a hit back to Sedlovsky, her first time up, missed outside by that pitch. 1-1. Pop up behind second. Porter racing over. Doesn't get it. Can she cut it off before it gets the alley? She can. Holding Metalberg to an opposite field single. One on. Nobody out. And now it is center fielder Abby Chamernick. And a ball. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first. Low, there goes the runner. Throw is high, and it's all the way into center field. It's stolen base. Two and oh, the count to Chamernick. And now Matt Pepping wants to go out and talk. Single and a steal and a chance for the Crusaders.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
So Coach Pepping breaks up the huddle in the ring there. Heads back to the third base dugout. Crusader runner heads back to second. That's Metalberg. 2-0 the count to Chamernick, center fielder. And on deck would be pitcher Megan Voigt. Big spot here. Boy, look at Skiba. She's all of about 20 feet from third, and there's a bunt right to the left of the hitter. So 2-1 on a sacrifice attempt. As Laura Skiba at third, up right in the back pocket of Chamernick. There's a show of bunt, and it's high. Pulled the bat back for ball three. First base is open as Metalberg dropped a single into right center, then swiped second. Nobody out. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Emily has struck out two. Throw got away on the throw back to Emily. Luckily, Rushlow backing it up. That's why you do that. 3-2. Ball four is high. A walk. Fields first. Still nobody out in the pitcher. Voigt up now. Grounded out on a hard smash to the glove of Cummings at first. Big spot here for the Crusaders. Here's the pitch. And Cummings throws. And it's back to the pitcher. Pioneers tried something there. They threw it back to Emily. She held the ball, wheeled, and as if made a motion to throw. Both middle infielders went diving as if the throw had been made, trying to deke the runner. That's what that was. There's a bunt in front of home. Sedlovsky picks it up, throws, out at first. Close, bang, bang, play, ruled out. Sacrifice for Voigt. Second and third with one away. But, yeah, that was a little bit of a trick play that I'm sure Coach Pepping called when he had the infielders up in the ring. Both middle infielders, and they both got up kind of chuckling, realizing that their trick hadn't worked. Here's Haying. Gabby takes high for a ball. She doubled to right center and scored the Cathedral run in the bottom of the second. We're now in the bottom of the third. Change up, hit to right center. That won't be caught. That'll score two. Haying with her second double, and it's 3-0. That one was right between right center. And Burgraff and Porter couldn't catch up to it anywhere close to making the catch. One out, two in. It's 3-0 Cathedral. And the batter, Catherine Bell, the DP. Nope. They've put in wait a minute. Now this is Haying. I must have my scorebook messed up. There's a strike. All right. Here we go. Haying. Ground ball towards short. And Kalushi could make the tag. And by the time she threw, everybody is safe. And then it's fired across. And going to third is the runner. Runners at the corners with one out. Matt Pepping, the Pioneer coach, out asking one of the base umps about some possible interference there. Now the Crusaders send up Bell with first and third. One out, runners at the corners. And now the umpires are going to talk it over. We'll have a visit. Three umpires are behind the pitcher's ring out there talking something over. Coach Mark Chamernick in the third base coaching box just in the stand rubs his hands together waiting for some kind of verdict to be rendered. Still discussing. And I don't see... Well, they're going to give a verbal explanation to Matt over in the dugout. It's out of my view. They just stepped under the roof of the dugout there, so I can't see. But it's the base I'm talking to Matt, and that's the guy that was approached by Matt about some question, and he heads back out. And the batter is Bell. No count. First and third, one away. Two are in. Up high for a ball. We'll see if they send the runner at first. And the 1-0. Chased. No, it got away from Treader, but runner third holds. Haying goes to second. So it is a second and third situation. First base open with one out and a 2-0 count to Catherine Bell. High for ball three. One out. That was the sacrifice bunt. Now the pitch. Outside, and they're loaded up. A walk. And now this should be Addie Funnenstein. As Treader will come out talk. One out, two in. I screwed up my book somewhere here, so we're going to have to straighten that out between innings. Pitch is high and away for a ball. This is number 10, Addie Funnenstein. Ball two. Again, outside. Three runners on base for Cathedral. Only one out. Two have scored. Low for ball three. Gotta find a strike here now. Comes the 3-0 pitch. Strike called. 3-1 to Bell. Excuse me, to Punnenstein. Grounded right side, weakly hit. Cummings is going to try for home. They're going to say safe. Just beating the tag. Home was the runner from third. They tried to get a force. It'll go fielder's choice, 3-2, an RBI. And that's going to end the game for Emily. She's coming out. And Anna Taylor will take over. So a pitching change here. Taylor replaces Sedlovsky.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, welcome back. We get a run scoring ground out off the bat of the Crusaders. So they are now up 5-0. Second and third, and digging into the box from the right side is Kaylee Falconer. And that one's off the glove. Here comes a runner home and safe. Anna Taylor, the new pitcher. Kaylee Falconer, the batter. Grace Falconer on deck. Addie Funnenstein ends up at third. Here's the wind and the pitch. Low ball two. Four have scored in the inning. 5-0 lead. And the pitch from Taylor. Low ball three. And the pitch. Strike called. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count. Anna Taylor trying to get Kaylee Falconer here. Fouled away. Runner at third. Two outs. Five in. And the pitch. Grounded in front of home, picked up by Taylor to Cummings for the out. Anna Taylor comes out and gets that third out. But a big inning for St. Cloud Cathedral. They score five and lead 6-0 going to the fourth here at Waite Park.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Back at Miller Field, it's 6-0 Cathedral. We start the fourth, a 1-1 count to Ella Colucci, and Voigt misses outside for ball two. Ella struck out in the first. Here's the next pitch by the lefty. Inside, almost got her in the foot. 3-1. It's Colucci coming, Skiba. And Voigt delivers, and it's knocked foul to the left. Full count now to Ella. A 5-run bottom of the third for Cathedral. Pioneers need to rally here. They've shown they've got it in them. Ground ball to short. Middleburg knocks it down but can't make the play, and Colucci is safe. Rolled off her glove right to second, and the Pioneers get a runner to start the inning. And now it is first baseman Taylor Cummings to the plate. E6. Middleburg misplayed that. Cummings pops it up to second. And it's out number one. One down. First pitch. Voigt gets Cummings. Brings up Skiba, the third baseman. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Laura grounded out to Cathedral second baseman Funnenstein. Oh, got a dust off home. So Colucci at first with one out. Pioneers have one hit, a Jade Porter third inning single. They've had one runner before that. Cummings reached when hit by pitch. Something got away in right. Colucci at first, one strike, one out. 6-0 Cathedral. Here's the pitch. Low, there goes the runner. Got away from the catcher. And into second on a wild pitch is Ella Colucci. Now time by the base ump as some youth out behind center field lost the ball. Flipped over the fence. Here's the pitch now from Voigt. Knocked foul. Good cut right on it. 1-2. Hallie Zupan on deck. Looks like Kelsey Cummings is warming up. Here's the 1-2 void pitch. Lined up the middle, off the glove of the pitcher. Funnenstein from second picks it up and throws her out. Oh, that one had eyes for center. And Zupan will bat with two outs and a runner third. Voigt just got a piece of it. And it rolled right over to the second baseman who made the throw. Here's Hallie Zupan now. Hallie struck out in the second against Voigt. Senior left-hander. Swing and a miss at a change. 0-1. Rushlow on deck, trying to get Kalushi home, who reached on a leadoff error. Second on a wild pitch, third on a ground out. That one is high. 1-1. Kirsten Wessel calling balls and strikes in this one. Dave Peterson umping first. Over and on third baseline is Dan Wessel. High for ball two. Pioneers trying, first of all, to get on the scoreboard here. They're down by six in the fourth. Swing and a miss. 2-2 to Hallie Zupan. Right fielder out there really battling the sun right now. That would be Kaylee Falconer. There's one pulled right to Coach Pepping. Nice hands, Coach. Out rides along at 2-2. Zupan with an RBI double in game one in the win over Albany. High fly, left center. Chamernick is there. Camps underneath, has it to end the inning. Pioneers leave a runner at third. No runs, no hits, an error, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Still Cathedral up 6-0 on Piers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Sydney Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Emla Grenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Anna Taylor starts her first full inning and misses inside. Ball one. And this is Grace Falconer, the batter, catcher. 6-0. Taylor in relief of Sidlowski here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike called. 1-1. 5 runs in the third to break open a 1-0 game for Cathedral. Wind up, and Taylor chopped to the right side. Cummings unassisted to the bag. One away. Two hopper right to Taylor. And that turns the order over to Cathedral shortstop. At the top, this is Abby Metalberg, who's got a base hit and a run. And Taylor starts her low, ball one. At Helly Field tonight, Pioneers lead Pillager 2-0, sixth inning. Inside again. Metalberg from the right side. Taylor rears back. Missed high and outside. 3-0. One out. A strike on the inside corner. 3-1. Metalberg followed by Chamernick here in the Cathedral order. 3-1 pitch from Anna. checked, and it's inside ball four. One out walk by Taylor. Brings up Chamernick, center fielder. Bunted towards first, rolling foul for a strike played by Cummings. Foul territory. Again, way up at third, halfway to home is Skiba. Bunted, front of home. Laura will play it on the first base line. Throws, got her. Two down, sacrifice. And with two outs, it brings up the pitcher, Megan Voigt. Runner at second with two down. And a Taylor ground ball to Cummings. She'll take half a step to the bag. And that's it. No runs, no hits, no errors. A walk is stranded. And that's all for Cathedral. We'll go to the fifth. Pioneers are down 6-0 in a must-win ball game.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
Amaya Rushlow, the second baseman, to lead it off against Megan Voigt to start the top of the fifth, 6-0 Cathedral. Grounded to short, Metalberg, second hop, little bobble, low throw, got her. One pitch, one out. A little dicey for a moment there, but Amaya thrown out to start the fifth, and it brings up the designated player, Abby Luckin. A strikeout looking in the third against Voigt, one of four strikeouts for the senior left-hander out of Cathedral. High ball one. Cathedral gets a run in the second, then pushes five across in the third. Voigt has gone the distance. Inside for ball two. Ground out to short began this inning. The winner of this game comes back here Thursday to play Annandale. Swing and a miss. Good cut by Abby, but just off the plate. 2-1. Voigt. Working with catcher Grace Falconer. Tap foul for strike two. Pioneers have had just one hit, a Jade Porter two-out single in the third. They had a runner Cummings reached by way of hit by pitch. Kalushi led off the fourth with an error, but few chances, and there's a swinging foul tip held on to for a strikeout. Two down. And now Burgraff, the right fielder, to hit. Emily grounded to the pitcher and lines to the pitcher on the first pitch she sees. Softly right to the glove. Pioneers are out in order in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom half. Gabby Hang will lead off for Cathedral, leading 6-0.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Bottom of the fifth inning coming up, and we've got a new Pioneer pitcher. It's Kelsey Cummings. Takes over from Anna Taylor. 6-0 Crusaders as Terry Treader fires it down to the bag, and coming to the plate, Gabby Hain. Hain will bat here to start the fifth. Pioneers, Kelsey Cummings. And it's a strike from the right-hander. Kelsey, a sophomore, junior to B, pop foul for strike two. Out of play. Cummings, then Bell here for Cathedral. Third Pierce pitcher to work. 0-2. Ground ball out to Rushlow to her right. Clean to first for the out. Kelsey Cummings gets her first batter on a grounder to Amaya Rushlow, and now it's the designated player, Catherine Bell. This is the bottom of the fifth, 6-0 Crusaders, the one seed leading the two seed in the first pitch. Foul back for a strike. When the brackets first were released, you'd think that this possibly was going to be the championship game. It's not. It's an elimination game. The 1-2. Ground ball left side. Kalushi, nice hop to first for the out. Ella Kalushi with a nice play, sliding to her right, and a strong throw for out number two. Now, third baseman, Addy Funnenstein. Here's Kelsey's windup, and the pitch sails a little bit wide of the plate. 1-0. Sun no longer an issue. Here's a wind and the pitch. Strike called. Evening things to Funnenstein. Addy is a sophomore, junior to be. Pretty young Cathedral squad for Coach Chamernick. Metalberg, the shortstop. There's one little off to down the right field line. Burgraff with a great running catch as she crosses into foul territory. Good job, Emily Burgraff, to run that one down. Heck of a play by the right fielder. And Cathedral goes quickly 1-2-3 to send us to the sixth.
Hi, I am Evelyn Gall.
I am Preston Marshall.
And I am Madison Gross.
Together we are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent education, where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity in Pierce is that school.
At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in an environment filled with faith formation. The small class sizes provide for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is affordable with variable tuition available. Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. 224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, back to Miller Field. Jade Porter starts the inning with a base hit. Second pitch she saw, send it out to center, and now Treader takes ball one. Pioneer baseball team gets out of a bases-loaded jam at home in the sixth, leading 2-0. Up high, 2-0 to Terry Treader from Megan Voigt, 0-2 for Terry. Strikeout, ground out back to the pitcher. Two hits, they both go to Jade Porter. There's a fastball right down the middle. 2-1. 6-0 Crusaders here in softball. Baseball teams at home leading 2-0 in the sixth. Tapper in front of home. Voigt goes to first for the out. One out. Runner on the play. Porter to second. Ella Kalushi will come up. Pioneers need a rally. They put one together here Thursday night in about the 16th inning they were playing that day. 17th inning, I guess. They played 10 against Annandale, lost. There's a swing and a miss for a strike. And finally, in the bottom of the seventh, trailing 7-1 to Eden Valley Watkins, they rallied to tie, force extra innings, and then win 8-7. Here's the 0-1 to Kalushi. Outside. 1-1 to the Pioneer shortstop. On deck, Cummings. Pierce trailing 6-0. The inning that is the big one out there is the 5-run third. There's a fly ball to left. That ball is foul. Just foul. That takes the count to 1-2 to Ella. She's got to come back to home with a quick word from hitting coach Joe Call in the first base coaching box. Ella almost dumped that one inside the line, and that would have got Jade home easily. Here's the 1-2 Voigt pitch inside. 2-2. Porter singled. Treader hit back to the pitcher. Porter moved up on the play. She's at second with one out. Pioneers don't have many outs left. Line drive off the glove of third. Porter had to hesitate. She'll get to as far as third as the ball is played in now. And motoring into second is Kalushi. Almost snaring the line drive there was Addie Funnenstein. And it just went off her glove down behind the third base bag to left, retrieved in there. And now it's Cummings. Second and third. One away. Need these runs. First pitch is left high for a ball. That was a line drive off Funnenstein's top of the glove. She jumped up, couldn't quite haul it in. Low for ball two. Cathedral's playing this game because they got shut out against Annandale. 3-0 up high. First base open in time. And Coach Chamernick wants to come out and talk to Voigt. So they'll discuss things.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Coach Chamernick heads back to the dugout. They're going to walk Cummings intentionally here. So that'll fill the bases. And bring up Laura Skiba. One out, bases full now. Laura goes after the first pitch, fouls one down deep to right and out of play into the corner. One strike to Laura. Boy, would this change the complexion if she can get a hold of one. She's got the power. She's senior, one of the team home run leaders, runners at every base. 0-1, one out. Swing a little looper. Middleburg reaches, can't get it. One's in. Holding at third, Kalushi. And Porter makes it 6-1 as Skiba got just enough loft under the ball to drive in the first run of the game and keep the bases full for Halle Zupan. 6-1. And now Zupan to hit. Halle, RBI double in game one. This game has struck out, flown out to center fielder Chamernick. Base is full, one out, a run in. Here's the pitch. High ball one. Amaya Russell on deck. Kalushi at third. Cummings at second. Skiba at first. Strike across from Voit. That one had some movement on it. Here's the 1-1. Lofted to right. That ball is caught. Runners hustle back. Kalushi's tagging up and scoring on a sacrifice fly. Advancing as well to third is Cummings. And there are two outs. Rushlow now to hit. So Zupan almost dropped one in there, but a nice play out there. And the first pitch is a ball. First and third, two down, two in. Strike called. Pioneers need to keep this one going. You only got one at-bat left after this. Russell, 0 for 2 tonight. Grounded to second. To first, inning over. Short little play, and that's all. Pioneers get two, leave two. And we go to the bottom of the sixth, 6-2, Cathedral.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
First pitch of the sixth inning is lofted into right for a base hit. Cathedral's got their leadoff runner on. It is a 6-2 lead for Cathedral, and Coach Chamernick indicating he's going to make a change here. Little bloop single in front of Emily Burgraff out there. Who's coming out of the dugout here for Cathedral? It's number 7. That is Rachel Dingman, a freshman. Dingman for Rachel Voit. First pitch single to start the inning. Kelsey Cummings out there and gets ready to face, and it's a bunt. Picked up by Kelsey. He'll have to fire and safe at first. Beat the throw. Bunt single. So the Crusaders with something going here. First and second, nobody out. Another show of bunt, and that one's ruled low. This is Kaylee Falconer. Shows bunt, got away from Treader. Runners take off, throw to third. Safe. And now they call her out. Must have lifted the foot off the bag, and Kalushi kept the tag on. I believe it's 2-0. There's a runner at second with one out. Coach Chamernick discussing thing with the third base umpire that made the call. He originally did signal safe. It's a good-natured visit because they laugh and slap each other on the back. And now with a big out there and a 2-0 count, low. The tag must have been kept right on the back. I think it was Ella that was there. Took the throw from Treader. There's a strike. And some, what if she had her foot on the bag or her hand on the bag? There's a strike two called. Whatever it was, she picked it up off the bag, and the call was then changed from safe to out. 3-2 pitch now. Outside, ball four. A walk. And now top of the order, Middleburg. Walked last time, singled and scored in the third. Hit back to then starting pitcher Emily Sedlowski, leading off the first. At the knees for a strike. 0-1. Cathedral up 6-2. Pioneer baseball team has won 3-0 over Pillager to advance to 5 o'clock tomorrow at Faber. Popped up, behind short, over, and touching second. They got the infield fly rule, and the runner at second was still doubled off. Middleburg pops up into a double play with Kalushi touching second to force out Kaylee Falconer. And the Pioneers are down to their final at-bat now, trailing 6-2.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Pioneers need to find another rally. Do they have one tucked away somewhere? They got a 7th-inning, 6-run rally Thursday to keep their season alive against Eden Valley Watkins. They will need at least 5 here to go ahead. They need 4 to tie. They trail Cathedral 6-2, and Abby Luckin, the senior designated player, gets herself set in the box to face Megan Boyton. Here we go, and it is starting with ball one inside to Abby. A couple of strikeouts for Abby. Pioneers got their 2 last inning. A little off the plate. No, they got the strike called, says Kirsten Wessel. 1-1. Outfield straight away. Pioneer baseball team will play down here in St. Cloud tomorrow at 5. They shut out Pillager 3-0. Eye to Abby Luckin, 2-1. 5 o'clock game at Faber, and their opponent is going to be the foul back. They'll face the Melrose Annandale winner. I think they were playing that one in Freeport tonight. That one's probably not final. 2-2 to Abby Luckin with Burgraff and then Porter. Popped up towards second. It'll hit the dirt, spin, shovel to first to Haying, one away. One out in the 7th. Emily Burgraff will give way to Sarah Loidl. Loidl will pinch hit in the seventh for Burgraff. Senior, Coach Pepping wants to get her an at-bat here. Her walk kind of started that rally. She was in this situation, and that's what started the rally against Eden Valley Watkins. Just put in as a pinch hitter to get an at-bat as a senior. She ended up walking, and the wheels got in motion. The Pioneers somehow, some way, tied the game and then won it in the ninth. There's a strike by Voigt to even it at 1-1. Porter on deck. Jade's got two of the four hits tonight. High over the head of Sarah, 2-1. Sarah, part of the graduating class Friday night. And Voigt throws one right down the chute for a strike, 2-2. Got to be aggressive up there. Loidl, right-handed hitter, chops it foul to Joe Call. Nice play, Joe. Think he could play some first base for Buckman on Sundays. When you're not in the turkey blind making movies. 2-2. Ooh, close. You could hear the Cathedral fans ooing on that one. Very close, but taken for ball three to Sarah Loidl. Anyway on. Wind up in the pitch. Strike called. Two down. Sarah watches one on the corner. Looked like pretty much the same pitch. And now it's up to Jade Porter. Two singles and a pop-up for Jade. Scored the first of two runs last inning, and Jade watches the first pitch from Voigt high. One ball, no strikes. Nobody on. The pitch. Strike called. Let's see, what time would the game's Thursday be? Foul back. Pioneers are down to their final strike. 4 o'clock or 5? 5 for the first game, second game if necessary. And if Cathedral can hold on to this win, they would have to beat Annandale twice. Annandale got the Crusaders 4-0. Swing and a miss. Changeup. That's the game. And that's the season. Cathedral wins it 6-2.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
I'm Cadence Tice.
I'm Isabel Gross.
And I'm Guy Clemens-Vernig.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there's a variable tuition.
Holy Trinity provides a welcoming, faith-based environment with small class sizes for academic excellence. Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education.
Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teens making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Amaya Rushlow, member of the softball team. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take this time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Perry Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Well, the Pioneer softball season has come to an end today as they get eliminated by top-seeded St. Cloud Cathedral 6-2 in an elimination game. Pioneers the 2-seed, Crusaders the 1-seed, the 3rd-seeded Annandale Cardinals, the defending section champs, are in the driver's seat now. They beat Cathedral 4-0 in the first game here today. Piers then eliminated Albany 3-1, setting up this Piers 2-seed versus Cathedral 1-seed elimination game. And Crusaders got 1 in the second, 5 in the third. Pioneers got their 2 in the sixth. So the season will end, and in the record books, it'll be a final record of 19 wins and 7 losses. Pretty good season by any standards. As Coach Pepping gathered the team to talk, and now he's kept the seniors there, and it's quite a good group of seniors, obviously. Tough to replace a very talented and highly accomplished team, as Pep is going to, he promised he'd make his way up here And he wanted to talk about, he said specifically, I want to talk about these seniors. So he says, I'll get up there. I'm not sure when, because we all know how these season enders are and career enders for some. So it looks like he is coming this way. So we'll visit with Matt as the Pioneers end up with four hits off Megan Voigt. Jade Porter goes 2-for-4. Ella Kalushi goes 1-for-3. Laura Skiba, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Pioneers' other RBI came on a Hallie Zupan sacrifice fly. Emily Sedlovsky, Anna Taylor, Kelsey Cummings all pitching in this one, as it was a win for Cathedral. Matt Pepping joins us after this.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Okay, we are back here at Miller Field, Wade Park, where Cathedral has defeated Pierce 6-2, and head coach Matt Pepping kind enough to join me here. These are never fun to do. They're always, when the reality sits in, kind of in a hurry here with a season-ending loss here, but that one bad inning here kind of spelled doom day for the team here, Coach.
Yeah, that five-run inning, I think it was third.
Third, yeah.
Yeah, kind of just got out of hand after that, and I thought I was proud of the girls, how they fought after that, especially with Anna and Kelsey in the circle. I thought they pitched a nice last four innings there for us. So proud of the way we fought and didn't just throw in the towel.
No. Big win. Let's talk a little bit about the Albany win to come back. Your backs were already against the wall when you woke up this morning.
Yeah, we knew Albany was going to be a good team with Paige Meyer and some of those other girls, and came out kind of sluggish, didn't swing the bats well the first three innings, and then we got a couple runs and got things going, and M pitched a heck of a game.
Yep, and that got you here today to face Cathedral. How do you assume you can't get inside the girls' heads totally, but knowing that you'd lost to this team 9-1 in late April here, and they've kind of had our number, how do you approach that as a coach? How do you try and get that message that, hey, don't worry about what's happened in the past. This is one day.
Yeah, I know we talked a lot about that first game. We talked a lot about how it was 2-1 in the fifth, and then we made three or four errors. So we can't give good teams runs. And that's in baseball, that's in softball, it's any game like that. You give good teams errors, and they're going to score runs.
The least fun part of a broadcast now to wrap up a year is to talk about those seniors that played their last game here today representing the Pierce Pioneers, and they did so well. And you got a great group of them. Let's just start right at the top of the numerical order with Terry Treader. She has been such a stalwart, maybe doesn't get the publicity that she deserves. I mean, 3 years ago when you took over, she was our starting shortstop, I think, as a freshman.
Yeah.
And with Brianna Meyer back there, now she became your everyday catcher, and what a job and career she had.
Yeah, Terry has been a kind of staple behind the plate the last 2 years. But, yeah, her best position is middle infield, and she loves to play middle infield, but she does what's best for the team. And she had a nice year this year. I know she's going to go on and play at St. Cloud Tech, and we're going to miss her.
Ella Kalushi, another girl that has just been around forever. And she found power this year. I mean, she's just such a great natural athlete. Gives you everything she's got, both in the field, at the plate, in the dugout.
Yeah, Ella played second her first 2 years, and then she's been our shortstop the last 2 years. So, yeah, kind of another staple in a big position, and we're going to have to replace her. But, yeah, she came up clutch, and that's a testament to her being in state tournaments and stuff like that. No moment is too big for her.
Sarah Loydalt, number 5. We saw Sarah's utility use as a runner, very fast girl. Got some at-bats in pinch-hitting roles, but she's the type of player I think that every team needs to have. You can't have 9 blue chip star. No. I mean, you need those little role-playing players, and I think Sarah fills that to a T.
Yeah, Sarah is just a great kid. Will do anything for the team. She ran a lot for us to, this year, and she also started that rally with two outs versus Eden Valley to come back. So, yeah, she'll be missed for sure.
You tried to catch lightning in a bottle again. Didn't
yeah,
you?
Right.
Yeah. Jade Porter had a couple of your hits today. And out there in center field, ran down pretty much anything in her area code out there, and just again turned in to be a girl that some was this year able to pound some home runs, but a fleet-footed, power-hitting, good fielding center fielder. That sounds a lot like Byron Buxton.
Yeah, she's been a center fielder for the last 3 years. Yep. So, yeah, she developed some power this year, and I think she had 3 or 4 home runs. So, little different for the leadoff batter to do that, but we'll take it.
Taylor Cummings, your first baseman, a girl, and this is the recurring theme here. You're hearing Coach Pepping talk about his seniors, and they're all 2-3 year starters, and Taylor's one of them too, that just at first base, great glove, great bat in the lineup here in the middle of the lineup.
Yeah, Taylor is a 4-year starter, and she played first in those 2-section championship games her freshman and sophomore season, and she really we knew there was potential with the bat, and she finally relaxed this year, and she was batting .450 at the end of the year here. And I hope she – I nominated her for All-State. I hope she gets that nomination and gets first-team All-State.
All right. Congratulations to Taylor on that. Let's hope we'll keep attention when that's released. Laura Skiba, your third baseman, everyday player, and just maybe the quietest girl on the team, at least from my – you know.
Yeah, she's
obviously it's different in the dugout and on the buses and stuff, but – well, I rarely see Laura say too much.
Yeah, she's kind of a lead-by-example girl. Yeah. She's always in the cages early, working with the young kids. I know Kiara Olish has really worked a lot with her. And that's what you need, those leaders to teach the younger kids. It can't
pass the baton.
Yeah, it can't be just a coach in the ear the whole time. It's got to be the older kids on the team. And Laura, she made the transition to third base this year, opposed she was at second base last year, and she had a heck of a year.
And then Abigail Luckin, she got to play in this final game as the designated player for you, and you know, didn't get. She wasn't in the lineup every day, but I think if you put a label, a girl that is kind of a field rat, I think she's a softball player at heart. She just loves the game.
Yeah, she has a good swing, and we couldn't really find a spot in the field for her just because we're so senior heavy, and I think she would play for half our conference teams and be a starter. But just a great kid, stuck it out and got a few bats this last game.
As a whole, what do you say? How do you say goodbye to a team that's been a big part of your coaching career?
Yeah, every year that I've been here, this is my 4th year they've been here, so it's tough to say goodbye, especially
first real whole group to push out the door.
Yep, and it's a testament to the summer program that we got going. I spend a lot of time. I spend probably more time with these girls, especially if they're in 3 sports that I coach, than I do with probably Bennett at home. But, so you kind of – they're almost like daughters to you, and you just take them in and develop relationships, and hopefully those relationships don't dissipate over time. Hopefully they come back. And I told them, we're going to get there one day. We're going to get to the state tournament, and we're going to have Taylor Cummings in the crowd watching us get there.
Yep.
And you're going to have a smile on your face.
Yep. You bring back all your pitching, though, next year. All your pitchers that have thrown are underclassmen.
Yeah, a lot of them are sophomores, too. Anna pitched well. She's a junior. But, yeah, the cupboard's not empty, that's for sure. I know those seniors, I told them at the end there, they're contributed to 67.5 wins over the last 4 years, and that is that's a testament. We had one win the previous year, and now they have had 67.5 in the last 4.
Yep, and just a great job. Congratulations, Coach. You've taken this program a long way, and again, great group of seniors here to finish out this 2019 season here. 19 wins, and not a lot of teams in Minnesota stay that, you know, a lot of them right on that 500 or below mark. But
and that was another school record. So
it is 19. Yep. Okay, good deal. Good to know.
Yep.
So thanks, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Coach Pepping, Pioneers, they fall short here tonight. Cathedral, the top seed, over 2-seed Piers by a 6-2 final score. Final thoughts coming up next.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
So from Waite Park, we wrap it up here where the softball team season ends. They beat Albany 3-1, then lose to be eliminated to Cathedral 6-2 to finish with a school record 19 wins, 7 losses is the final record. Baseball team wins over Pillager. Austin Dickman strikes out a dozen. They beat the Huskies 3-0 at Halley Field, meaning they come down to St. Cloud tomorrow afternoon, a 5 o'clock game at Faber Field in the double elimination start of that tournament. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. We're going to head over to St. John's University in the morning as the Pioneers track and field teams competed in Section 5A action. 19 Pioneers. Good luck to all them. Coach John Choi and his staff and all the athletes that have qualified for that. So, again, softball drops one to Cathedral. 6-2. Baseball wins 3-0. We'll see you tomorrow on You Are There Sports.